As part of our series on the doctor shortage in the Inland Empire, KVCR's Benjamin Perper explores two programs at UCR to train and retain young doctors in the region.
At the First Congregational Church in downtown Riverside, student volunteers are giving out complimentary hygiene kits. It's part of the Riverside Free Clinic, where people can come for no-cost medical treatment from volunteers.
So we have like toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoos, deodorants.
Dina Sava is a student at University of California, Riverside. Right now she's an undergraduate, but she wants to go to UCR's recently opened medical school. One reason for that is the HIDER program, which reserves 24 spots in the School of Medicine for UCR undergraduates like Sava.
I think that's one of the main incentives that we have for undergraduates like to come to UCR. So for example, in some of the programs where we talk to people who are coming into UCR or choosing schools, the reason why a lot of them come is because of that program.
But the pipeline program for undergrads isn't the most tantalizing reason to go to UCR's med school. That's something called the Dean's Mission Award. It's a scholarship that goes to med students who agree to practice medicine for 5 years in the Inland Empire.
The mission scholarships work like a loan to scholarship program. When we give you the money up front in medical school, it's kind of framed as a loan. But if you practice for 5 years in this region, then it becomes a scholarship and you don't have to pay it back.
Paul Lyons is the Dean for Education at the UCR School of Medicine. He says the point of the Mission Award is to make medical school essentially free for students who agree to stay and practice in this region. And it's okay if they end up deciding to leave for somewhere with higher salaries, like LA or Orange County. At that point, it turns into a loan. But the hope is that most of them will end up staying.
So it's not coercive, but it gives you an incentive to consider us as a medical school, to consider this region for your residency training, and then to establish practice for at least 5 years after you're done.
In addition to financial help, UCR has also negotiated with local hospitals to create residencies for their med students. That allows students who want to stay in the Inland Empire to do all of their medical training right here.
I think this is a very vibrant time in this region for the development of healthcare, health education, health economics in this region, homegrown by people from here, for people who are here. I think that's pretty amazing.
My name is Jerica Viduya. I'm 23 years old, and I am on my second year, and I'm hoping to go into internal medicine.
Jerica Viduya is a UCR med student. She's the model example of the kind of student UCR Med School wants. She grew up in this area, she went to UCR as an undergrad, got into UCR Med School, and now she's on the Mission Award.
I just want to stay in Southern California. My family is here.
For the medical school, step one is getting more young doctors to stay here. But UCR also wants them to be prepared to deal with Inland Empire communities. That means coursework like medical Spanish and public health classes.
In our doctoring courses, they already are instilling this sense of kind of serving your community around you. And you're partnered with a doctor from the community, and you get to see what they do, and you get to be a partner with them for 3 years.
Viduya's own work deals with underrepresented communities. She was the clinic manager at the Riverside Free Clinic, and she now works at a jail in Riverside. She says that helping to care for inmates there has taught her a lot about the healthcare challenges that community faces.
Yeah, a lot of them use a lot of healthcare resources, and it varies. Most of them, it's as simple as like chronic diseases that are very preventable if we address it. And it's crazy because we do provide it in jail, but the most important part is after their release, because a lot of them are released back into the community, and many of them don't continue that care. And so again, they relapse into worse outcomes again and worse health.
Viduya says she's optimistic that UCR's efforts will combat the doctor shortage.
Because if you're in a residency program, you're in there for the next 3 to 5 years, however many years that you're there for. And that's pretty much the community that you're connected to, the patients that you're connected to, and the people that you're working with.
Viduya says she may leave the Inland Empire for her residency program to get the best training she can. But after that, she'll be back, for good. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.
This story was produced as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's California Fellowship.